Mozambique. Turning to Mozambique, we've had a great deal of help by the Mozambican ambassador in Washington, Praxi Nesbitt, who works with the Mozambicans in Chicago, and the vice minister who is responsible for all emergency relief and development work, that is coordinating the work of all the donor countries and NGOs in Mozambique. As an aside there, one of the things that I've become aware of is that in emergencies or catastrophes or natural disasters, when large amounts of emergency relief or even short-term development kind of aid comes into a country, it's totally unplanned and uncoordinated. The Red Cross, the UN, Save the Children, all these organizations come in and they just dump supplies or food or blankets or seeds or whatever with little coordination by the government. So sometimes you have duplication over here and none over here, or you have food being given away, which then takes away the incentive for local farmers to produce any food. It can be very disruptive of the normal markets and economic channels, as well, of course, as just duplication kinds of problems. And I was very struck by the amount of coordination that this Emergency Relief Commission is planning, is providing in Mozambique. It's probably the most organized commission coordinating body that I've seen in any development or relief situation or even heard of. Now, because of the help from both Praxi Nesbitt and the ambassador and this vice minister, we were able to get a Mozambican solidarity person who was being brought to Mozambique for 3 months for a cooperant relationship development. We were able to have her assigned for those 3 months to work on our behalf. She'd been a Technica volunteer back, I guess, a year and a half ago, and knew how Technica operated very well. She, by the way, was also one of the ones who was questioned by the FBI a year ago, April. And so for 3 months, she was in Mozambique planting the seeds for, that is, following up on early meetings that I had back in December, taking those a step further, describing Technica more to the second tier of people who we would be working with. And I think that her being there for those 3 months before my arrival led to a major leap in Technica's position in Mozambique. I mean, we are literally operating in Mozambique. I mean, we have an apartment there, which we hope we'll be able to keep if we can get someone there. We have, you know, ongoing relationships at this with this emergency commission. Her is like having a staff person there for 3 months. And she then, her work of meeting with people in the Ministry of Agriculture, she met with people in transportation, communication, education, information, and rural water, all before I came, and had projects identified and so on. So when I got there, I was able to meet with those same people, get more in-depth information on the projects, and concretize the volunteer relationship that would begin very quickly with them, probably by the fall. And so it took it to just, you know, one step higher. It also made it possible for Dr. Swift, by the way, Steve's still here? Steve Swift, who's going in a couple of weeks to Zimbabwe. It was Steve's father. So, good connection. It was a real pleasure traveling with him. He was able to visit the Central Hospital as well as the teaching university and meet with various faculty and staff in both locations. I'm going to come back and give more information, but it looks like overall our first cooperants, as they're called in Southern Africa, cooperants or volunteers as we call them here, will be in the areas of informatics, both in agriculture informatics, the Ministry of Information, and foreign affairs, as well as in engineering, at transportation and communication, as well as healthcare, teaching, and in management. Those will be where the first volunteers are ready to go. Now, more specifically on Mozambique, at the Ministry of Agriculture, they need a volunteer who has a background in informatics and statistics to work with the rural development staff, on setting up and using a database and some statistical maneuvering of agricultural information. Now, just like it was in Nicaragua and is in many cases, it's all hand-collected, hand-stored, and hand-analyzed, which, as I said before, just makes it very old. They also need agronomists. They need rural extension workers to provide and teach the rural population in basic agricultural techniques. Throughout Southern Africa, what you find is subsistence farming, using very traditional methods that go back centuries and 1,000 years in many cases. And they've never had any application of any kind of crop rotation or planting of seeds at different depths or various varieties of seeds or the use of water in when it's necessary, how to get that water, how to irrigate, and so on. And if those same subsistence farmers simply use some improved farming methods, the same land could generate a much larger output. And in all these countries, there is a rudimentary extension service system in place where agricultural workers train local farmers. But like everywhere else, those trainers themselves aren't very strong. In Mozambique, for example, these extension workers have a third grade education. Now that in itself doesn't make them incapable of being good trainers. It simply limits their background. And the more that we can have agricultural people work with those trainers, their skills can be upgraded. The same Ministry of Agriculture also needs agricultural engineers, mechanics for both irrigation pumps and trucks, as well as farm implements. There is a rural water program to develop water, both drinking and irrigation water, and that program has a desperate need for drilling rig mechanics. Now, when are we ever going to get a drilling rig mechanic? But who knows? We've had one, I think. But if you've got a need, oftentimes, if you've got the need and that need is out there, someone somewhere says, oh, I have done that 5 years ago. And you'd be surprised how some of these, what seem to be esoteric kind of fields, in fact, there are more people who have done some of that at some point in their lives than you think. Also hydrologists who can locate water with the same program. At the Ministry of Transportation and Communication, they need auto mechanics to teach courses in truck and car maintenance for the telecommunications vehicle maintenance workshop. That is, the vehicle workshop for this ministry needs someone to teach its mechanics more about auto mechanics. They need a telecommunications engineer with experience in the old-fashioned electromechanical switching systems. Unfortunately, most engineers today, telecommunications engineers, only know digital and totally electronic systems, and not that many know the older electromechanical systems, and so those kinds of people. Also, telecommunications engineers with experience in high-frequency radios. At the Ministry of Health, another auto mechanic is needed in car and truck maintenance. A medical equipment repair technician to teach courses in maintenance of x-ray equipment, electrotherapy equipment, and refrigeration equipment. A boiler mechanic. Boy, we heard that one a lot in Nicaragua. Boiler mechanics to teach courses in maintenance and repair of boilers in the central hospital. Medical doctors teach courses in orthopedic surgery, tubercular surgery, hematology and plastic surgery. Physiotherapists teach courses in physiotherapy techniques. A computer specialist to work with the staff of the Ministry of Health to design and install a database system to keep track of health statistics. Same kind of stuff as we've been doing in Nicaragua. And a statistician to do the same thing, but to add a planning, a health planning dimension to those statistics. At the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, another computer project to work with the ministry staff to design an archive system that will collect and store information that other countries are putting out about Mozambique, as well as its own internal statistics to be able to write documents and information about Mozambique for the external world. At the Ministry of Industry and Energy, which one of their activities is to promote new industry, whether it be state industry or private industry. And what they are looking for is a volunteer to work with the Institute for Local Industry Development. That's a subdivision of this ministry, the Institute for Local Industry Development, to work with them to identify projects at the local level and write and to teach them how to write fundraising proposals for international donors. A good 3 or 4 month kind of project. And I've got a person in mind for that one in New York who is an administrator who's worked with medium-sized nonprofits in New York for the last 15 years, doing just that, identifying projects and writing up proposals.